This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. McDonald's goes rad on wages. There are two NRAs that swing big sticks around the U.S., pushing bad policy for people and workers. The dangerously effective and scandal-ridden National Rifle Association is perhaps the best known, but the National Restaurant Association, another NRA, is quieter and more comfortable in the back pages and the back rooms, but equally dangerous when it comes to service workers and their wages. This NRA fought us hammer and tong in one local and statewide campaign that Acorn and Local 100 ran to raise minimum wages across the country, even debating us directly in some cities, so we knew them well from those days. They haven't changed their opposition to fair wages for food service and restaurant employees. Having been involved with the social enterprise coffee houses of Fairgrinds for more than a decade, there was no way to avoid getting their constant emails trying to push their program nationally and locally. They'd wheedled their way into any operation serving food because they controlled the certification of workers on food safety rules through subsidiary organizations handling these issues for local and state health departments. I understood their organizing model since our affiliates in India were using the same tool to offer certifications in food and health safety to organize hawkers and vendors there. McDonald's for years has been the poster child for fast food workers and low-wage exploitation. Suddenly, they've quit the National Restaurant Association. Unlike many others, they'd actually joined and been a mainstay of this NRA. Their reason for quitting? They claim they want workers to be paid more. Wow, did the sun rise in the west suddenly? Here's the rub. The NRA many years ago convinced Congress back in prehistoric times decades ago when presidents of both parties regularly raised the federal minimum wage to allow a credit on the minimum wage where tipping was common in the establishment. The tip credit is only $2.13 an hour paid by the establishment, with tips carrying the bulk of the weight to satisfy the federal minimum of only $7.25 an hour. Mickey D and other fast food operations pay the local, state, or federal minimum wage where they operate without tips. So they are finally upset that their competitors are able to start competing on price with them by paying their workers less and having the customers pay them more with tips. Trump played around with taxes on tips, but his program was singing the NRA's song, since it helped out the employers and their commitment to customers paying their workers as much as it did some groups of highly tipped service workers. This is not a new fight, but it is new to have McDonald's with us for a change, even if only because it's in their self-interest. A handful of states have eliminated the tip credit, but there's no sign or much hope right now that it will be eliminated and ditched federally. We may have to keep winning this locally and on the state level, but if, in the by and by, we ever see an increase in the federal minimum wage, if fast food joins our fight, maybe we can fight the NRA toe-to-toe and get rid of this exploitive sub-minimum tip credit. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.